We back.
Like you never left.
Let's go. It's been a minute. I hope you guys liked the last episode.
They hated it.
There's so many thumbs downs on it. I couldn't even count them all. I didn't even bother counting. But, great. Fantastic. Guys, it is amazing.
Anyways. But yeah.
That's my thing. You can't take my thing. But yeah, so... So as you can see, a couple new things. The set in the background. We got a couple little knickknacks and stuff. AJ has glasses.
They can't see that. I'm just gonna be like this the entire episode.
The whole time. Not even like that cool like anime glasses things where they lift up their glasses when it's getting serious or something, and you just go. But actually, and then you just go into the whole alternate room or something, and then
I wasn't even trying this entire time.
Yeah. And then like the lights and I've seen those glasses.
I just cringed and kept from seeing that. Anyways.
Yeah, I think you should totally just roll with that. That should be Halloween. You should just be glasses and anime character.
All of them.
That's
my new personality, actually.
Yeah.
Just that know it all.
Are you guilty of doing that?
Unfortunately, you do that quite a bit.
So now you can count how many times AJ will do that. And if you hit it in the comments and you get it correctly, I'll give you a high five virtually because we have nothing to give you. We have this new set for like what, the third time.
I think so.
Maybe fourth. We're just playing around with it. We'll
drop it down in the comments.
The comments section is going to be full of stuff.
Is this set W or L chat? Let us know, bro.
We just got like a fake chat scrolling through.
That'd actually be pretty funny.
Just to make it look like there are actually people listening.
Because there's no one listening. You could actually live stream.
We could actually. It would be interesting.
I guess we talked
about that in the last episode, too.
I don't remember what the last episode was about.
What do you mean? We filmed in, like, December.
I thought you were going to say, like, yesterday.
No. Yeah, we filmed it in, like, December, and it's now February 13th.
We would actually be able to film, like, so much more often if I wasn't in school.
I mean, just leave school.
Forfeit my education.
Forfeit education to do podcasts weekly. Just that easy. That's a lesson for all you kids out there.
Follow your dreams, guys. Follow your dreams.
School's just getting in the way. School's getting in the way. You cut it out. Everyone knows that. That's just simple. That's just math.
If you like to blow up our podcast, we need like some Subway Surfers just like in the top.
Oh, that's it.
If you put it like actually over there, you got like a low.
That'd be funny. I saw like Minecraft parkour is another
thing. Yeah.
It's like the ones where like jumping off as the slime blocks and stuff.
Just doing Minecraft parkour.
That kind of. What else is there? Those stupid like idle games when you have to have your characters like running through like this track and then there's like guys shooting at you. You have to like dodge.
Those games actually look kind of fun. They get ads for them.
They do look fun. I see them on ads. I'm just like, I could totally be right in this game.
I still remember there was this one ad on TikTok for like this random survival game. What was it? It was like a clip of some dude riding a motorcycle and then he like hits like a patch of dirt but he like flips off of the bike. But then it transitioned into like a character in the game like flipping into the screen. It looked so clean and all the comments were like, I'm just gonna download it just because of that. I don't even care if the game's trash. Like, that ad was like.
That's just marketing 101.
Honestly, it was like actually like good marketing. Like,
well, that's kind of cool. Good. I wonder, but you don't know what the game's called, though.
No, I don't.
So, what's the point?
We'll find it. If we get a clip of this, we'll find it.
We'll be sponsored by that. At this point, we'll just.
Maybe.
We're just giving them extra promotion.
Yeah, exactly. Like, why not? Like, pay us.
Yeah.
We don't even know what the
ad is. Dirtbikeflip.com.
Yeah,
support us. Whenever you said survival game, the first thing I thought of was Power World.
Why is Power World the first thing?
I've been playing lots of Power World, and I haven't been filming this podcast.
It's actually good.
It's so good. It's so fun. It's literally just Pokemon and Ark.
So when is the lawsuit hitting?
I feel like it would have hit already. I think I watched some videos. Just like, you can't just like sneak a game like this past Nintendo. They already would have
known about it.
And they would have shut it down if they felt like it. If they knew. Because like, it's not like the... Like, I saw some of like those videos where like they kept out some of those pals. Because they looked stupid. Like the stupid luxury looking one and the Mewtwo one that's coming out. Or like X form Mewtwo or whatever it is. But it was just like, that's the same pal. As the Pokemon.
Well, it's different. It's different enough.
That's only like Palworld's motto at this point. Yeah. Like, it's different enough.
Can I get your homework?
Yeah, just change up your answers a little bit.
Yeah, no, literally. It's so good, but it's so obviously Pokemon.
Yeah.
I mean,
it's just very obvious.
There's nothing they can get away with. I've heard that it's better than like some people, and I don't know if they're glazing Palworld, but they're like, it's better than like some Pokemon games. Or like a good majority of Pokemon.
I've enjoyed it more,
than Pokemon games. Honestly, like I feel like this might just be like me dating myself, but I can't really play Pokemon games anymore. Like I know the formula for it. Like it's just find like get a good starter, like
your starter is always like the top guy.
If
all else fails, you pull up Piplup and
it's GG.
It's a wrap because they're always like 3 or 4 levels ahead.
No, mine is usually way more than that.
I think that's what people always asking for when it comes to Pokemon. They're like, just give us a difficulty set.
Yeah, like an actual challenge.
It's so easy. I think I played the last one. What was that? The purple? No,
purple.
Violet and Scarlet. That's what it was. And I ran through that game.
Oh, Violet, the one with the bike?
Yeah.
I hate it.
That too. Also, you get the legendary who's just like...
A bike.
It's just a bike. Or a glider that's really bad.
Yeah.
I don't know if you ever like tried gliding really far, but it's like jump off this thing.
I did not get that far.
No. Well, it's like, you like jump off this thing, you're going to like just do like a steady glide all the way down.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. It's just like gliding, and then all of a sudden just
drop.
And I'm just like, well, what the... Like... I can't get anywhere.
I also love to point out that we're like, oh, the Pokemon games are like too easy, and it's almost like they're made for kids or something.
What?
They're made for children.
I'm not okay after knowing this.
Even when I'm like trying to like find the EVs and IVs and like reading all that stuff, it's like that's what the hardest part.
Oh yeah, finding shinies and everything.
Yeah, I like finding shinies.
Honestly, the fact, like, I didn't know Shinies existed until, like, a little while ago, and I was like, I'm not playing the game that much just to get a different
color. Who was it? Aiden loved Shiny.
Yeah.
Who was it? It was Aiden.
Shout out Aiden.
Shout out to Aiden again. I think he's going to get 2 shout-outs, I think.
Well, I'll give him a third. Give him a fourth. He deserves it.
What was it? I think it was Aiden. No, it was Jordan. Jordan.
Mm-hmm.
He kept finding shinies just randomly.
Just randomly?
He had such a good luck with shinies.
Oh, no.
He had like all these Pokemon. It's like random. Like, not even good Pokemon are shiny.
Mm-hmm.
I just remember them being like some like Bidoof.
A shiny Bidoof.
And it's just like sick.
Yeah, I don't want to
go for it, but
I'm good.
Good old Power World. I like it. I have my base is full of slaves and they're working.
You have a base? You can have a base in
there? Yeah, you build a base, yeah.
You know slaves in
there? That's pretty much all the pals are, yeah. They really beat home the Pokemon work for you. Yeah. You know, like, we have to chop down a tree in Pokemon, it's like, but it's just like, that's cool. That's like the whole game in Pal World. It's like, cut down this tree forever. And it's like, that's about it. And then, like,
you can just assign them, like, one task,
yeah.
And that's all they do.
Yeah. Or the AI is pretty smart in it too. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, if they're done, like for example, I had to craft some armor or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was crafting armor, and as I was doing this, one of my pals came over and started helping me craft it. I was just like, oh, sick. I thought you were, like, farming.
He's done.
He's like, no, I'm coming to help you. I was like, okay, sick. And then he was doing it, and I was like, cool, I'm going to do anything else. And I see ya.
That's actually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah, same with, like, you're cooking food. Like, some pal comes over and just flame breeds all over it, and then. Mainly they're farming for me because I have like two berry plantation things going.
A plantation?
They're called plantations.
Oh my god.
Two berry plantations and two wheat plantations.
This is why we will never be free.
No.
Anyways.
So I have like my there's like some Pokemon, some pals. Same thing.
You just caused $1 million lawsuit.
Some pals are like, they're like the seed, like the seed planters or whatever, so they just come over there, do their seed thing, then they just run off and do something else until they have to seed again.
I'm keeping track of how many times are they.
Oh, you did it? I didn't even catch it.
That was one.
That's one.
I think I could be wrong. Anyways.
Yeah, so like they do their seeding thing. It takes like a couple seconds and they just run off and do something else.
Yeah.
And then there's a watering pals that go over there. They water the seal. Then they go around and do something else. And then it grows. Some other pal comes over and harvests it.
This just sounds like he played that, I think it's called like Dragon Worlds or something.
Dragon Quest?
No. Dragonvale.
Oh,
it's
so
game
the
iPad?
Yeah.
It sounds like that.
Facebook bought it? Yeah. That's when I first played it.
Oh my god, it's such a good year.
Yeah, it's like
when I lost my world.
Why'd you lose it?
I don't know, because my mom's iPad signed out of iPad. Who knows, man?
So it's just a bunch of little dragons just sitting there?
So you just cooked. I had everything in that game, too. Yeah, I was a gamer.
It's very much an idle game. If there's been multiple times I've been in Power World, and I was just like, I'm gonna go make some food.
And it can just self-sufficient.
Yeah, they're just gonna farm themselves, and then they also feed themselves too, because they're literally farming the stuff that they eat.
Is it like an open world game?
Yeah, it's all open world. Yeah. Yeah, it's all open world.
So what's the objective? Just like kind of like
catch them all?
No. How many pals are actually in the game?
Not a lot. I think it's less than 100.
Have you caught them all?
No. I've been kind of stuck.
Loser.
24. I can't.
What's the level cap?
I think I saw like 60. I think.
Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw 60. 50 is when you go to get stuff. I saw. So.
Mm-hmm.
But that's our Power World section of the podcast.
Shout out Power World, man. Sponsor the podcast, man. Shout out Power World.
I'll be playing it forever.
I might actually download it.
You should play it. I don't think it's cross yet, but once it
it's actually on console.
Yeah.
What the?
It's on Game Pass. I have to pay for it. Well, technically. I have to pay for it.
Wow.
It's on the Game Pass. A monthly subscription. So probably in a couple months I'd be overpaying for this game.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, I'm still getting a discount.
Nice.
Yeah, it's a good game. I think once it fully releases, I hope they have cross compatible on it. But
hopefully. I don't see why they wouldn't.
I really hope they do, because it's totally feasible. I think they'll only have like 4 people in it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, but the graphics are pretty low. Like, it's not good. It shouldn't really take a lot out of whatever system. It really shouldn't. But I guess like probably the AI and the functioning would probably be difficult, because that's all a lot of program and whatever that magic happens up behind the scenes on the Xbox.
Technology.
But yeah, I guess that was a weird PAL World opening thing.
Man, shout out PAL World again. Don't forget to use code 2Shades at the Adam Show.
And you get a whole free large dragon egg, because that's a thing as well. There's just a random egg that's just all over the place, and you can catch them and stuff. It's kind of cool.
Moving on from Power World
to actual anime.
Yes.
What have you been watching?
Almost like that's what the podcast is called. What have I been watching?
What have you been watching?
Shangri-La Frontier. I know it's not on our list to talk about today, but it is now. I'm going off script. Yeah, Shangri-La Frontier. I don't know if you've heard about it.
I think I've heard about it just from the other anime podcast I listen to.
So what do you know about it?
There's a dude with a bird head. Kind of like Inosuke vibes. He's not a shirt, right?
He does not have
no shirt, just bird head.
Yeah.
It's a video game, I believe.
Yeah.
That's all?
Yeah. I would pretty much summarize it as like, I want to say it's kind of like SAO, but less, it's not the same storyline, but still like very similar to what's like virtual. But it's a really fun anime. Highly recommend watching
it. It's new, yeah.
It is very, like pretty new. I would say there's 16, 17 episodes up?
Oh, wow.
Maybe?
You recommend? Yeah.
Highly recommend.
Very satisfying.
It's very gamer-esque.
Right. Yeah. I do remember that. Yeah, they have a couple, like, they have, like, quest notifications sometimes or something. Like,
yeah.
That's also that's interesting. What's, don't tell me about it.
Tell you about it.
Spoiler-free.
Spoiler.
I need something to watch, because I've just been rewatching JJK.
Do you want me to give you like a summary of the plot, or like stuff that I like about the show?
Oh, we got time. This is a plot.
I don't know how to give a spoiler free review of this, because it's like it's kind of fresh in my head, but not really. So I'd say, I don't even remember the main character's name. But anyways. Birdhead guy is like a big gamer, okay? He is super into like playing like the worst games like possible. Like in the show they refer to them as like trash games. They're not like inherently bad games, but like he plays games that aren't like super popular, like games that kind of have like a low player base. And this is like way in the future where like it's all like VR, right? Like it's not like, you know, holding a controller. So he plays those kind of games, and he's like pretty well known within like certain communities for like being that guy who like plays the worst.
Oh, that's just
a man. Yeah, so then eventually he gets like this offer. Pretty much, or gets recommended to play like this new game that came out, Shangri-La Frontier, which is
that's
like,
the name of the anime.
Yeah, roll credits. Roll credits. Betting is I'm like speed running this, but he gets recommended this game, and he all he knows about this game is that it's apparently really good. That it has like maybe forget me, like 30 million players supposedly. But then he's like. Like goes in, picks his character. I forget why he picks a bird mask. Like
yeah. Well, so he likes playing like low tier games essentially.
Yeah.
So what made him go into this one? Because
it's like, he was just looking for a new challenge, and I think he was at like the game shop or whatever.
Oh, I see.
And then people were like,
"It doesn't seem like his thing."
Yeah,
to go into some new games.
Well, he was like, "Yeah, I'm just tired of like playing like." Trash games, I think. Don't quote me on this. I haven't seen the first episode in a long time.
Shangri-La Frontier fans are just like, what is
this? What did he say? No. But he tries off this really good game. They call it like a god tier game because it's like that good. Customizes his character. I forget the reason why he actually picks a bird mask, but I'll leave that because that's actually like explained within the episode.
I'll get there.
But yeah, it's very like it's like a very fun like grindy like experience. Like the main character, like one of the first things he does is like I think he starts off just like out in the wilderness, and then he grinds for gear, gets XP, like basic like gamer stuff, right? Like and they even like put like gamer terms in there. Like I can't think of any right now, but like
scrub.
Yeah, I think that's actually like a pretty commonly used like term in
the N-word.
Yes.
That's pretty common in gamer language.
Yes. But no. It's a really fun experience. Like you see him play the game as like you probably would.
Yeah.
If you had like if you're like a gamer.
Yeah. Just kind of go through. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
That's interesting. I do need stuff to watch because what was I
highly recommended.
What was I watching? I guess there's a good segue. I was watching Zom 100 because that finished up finally.
It did.
I feel like I know why it was delayed. Maybe because
maybe insider knowledge.
I'm just putting two and two together. But there's this one character. He's at the end. He's kind of like not even the main bad guy. But he's at the end, and he also has like the notebook of like things he wants to do.
Wait, spoilers. I haven't seen the last episode.
Well, I'm spoiling on who this guy is.
Okay.
But yeah, he has like his own book, which I think they mentioned it in the last episode before their break.
Okay.
But yeah, I think they showed him. But I was watching it in Japanese and not English.
Okay.
So they just got the English version. I was like, yeah, I'll watch the English, why not? And then I was just like, this guy sounds familiar. It sounds like a Inosuke. That's Eren. And I was just like, well, no wonder probably this took so long. He's probably doing an attack on Titan, and that's why they couldn't, so they couldn't get him to finish.
Maybe.
But
it's a guess.
Yeah, it's a guess, because I know like Crunchyroll just posted the video of
Zom 100.
It was Eren's final line in English.
Yeah, I think I saw that.
Yeah, they like, just uploaded that video. Honestly, that came out a couple weeks after the Zom 100's back, so I'm thinking that maybe he was a little busy with Attack on Titan to finish dubbing Zom 100. I'm gonna say, well, that's what you guys got for picking, what got his name, Bryce or something?
Who knows?
I think his name's Bryce. Shout out Bryce, though, because they just have like that voice of just like, I know that voice.
It's pretty distinct.
Yeah, it was very distinct because I really heard Inosuke, and I was just like, wait, Inosuke is Eren, and I was just like, oh, that's him. He sounded really like Inosuke if you watched it in English. He sounded more like Inosuke than Eren, for the most part anyway, but I still heard a little bit of Eren. Guy's still a menace. That's as much as spoilers I'll get into.
Okay.
He sounds like Inosuke, but acts like Eren in the Zom 100 world.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, obviously a lot smaller and he's not ruining the rest of the world, but that's good though.
How many episodes are there for Zom 100?
I believe 12.
Season 1 is done, right?
Yeah.
Is season two confirmed, or?
I don't know. I would be very surprised. I don't think it would be worthy of season two.
No?
I see, like, they definitely left it open to where it could be. As season two, like, they kind of, like, they did their thing, and they're like, all right, we're going to go over here now.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, maybe, but I feel like that's pretty slim chance. I'm going to see this on season two. Has not been announced yet.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, there's no confirmation, and yeah, so we have no idea.
I think I saw it to episode 4 of Zelda 100.
Okay.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I got up to the episode where they were like making it out of the city, and then he got caught by his old boss.
Yeah.
I made it to that part. And then
you see the episode when he was like with his boss again.
I saw that part. Where like the beer or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think I finished that episode.
That was like so stressful to watch.
Yeah.
Something about it. I don't know. I don't think I even have like a experience like that, but I was just like stressed for Akira. As he's just like as he's stuck with his boss, and I was just like, oh, so stressful, just leave or something, figure something out. All his buddies are just like, let's not be here.
Like, yeah, the last place I want to be.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, we're kind of blackmailed and whatever. Mm-hmm. We can probably just sneak off or something, but Akira's like, no, we'll just, right, he's all hypnotized and stuff, hypnotized eyes. Yeah, it was super stressful. I like that part of it. I think, I don't know, they had some parts pretty good, but then, watching the last couple episodes, it was like, kind of boring.
Yeah, there was a drop-off.
Yeah, it was like, there was a little bit of a drop, and then it was a lot of, like, they tried to make the bad guys sound more, I don't think they even tried to make them sound more, like, personable and human or whatever. Mm-hmm. It's just, like, they had such, like, a trope of, like, each of, like, their own reason on why they're bad kind of thing. It's just, like, they're just beaten to death kind of thing, because, like, something happened before the zombie apocalypse.
Yeah.
And that's just like, well, that's my mindset going into the zombie apocalypse. Yeah, exactly. Just, they really kind of beat that to death, and I was like, oh, boy.
Relax,
man. Yeah, it was cool. Where am I ranking that? I'm asking myself. Where am I ranking Zom 100?
On a scale?
Yeah.
Is it tier list or 1 to 10?
I think I'm a 1 to 10. I feel like tier list is probably more accurate. But
I feel like if you're ranking a tier list right now, you need to have a ongoing series of
I feel like we should actually just have like a chart somewhere, just like where we have like our gamma rankings. That'd be sick.
You mean like in post or like physically have a chart?
Physically?
Yeah. You have like a whiteboard.
Yeah, you have like a little whiteboard or something.
You divvy it up.
You just kind of pull it up every once in a while and be like, tier list, bang, that's a good idea. What do we whiteboard?
Write that down, right?
Zach in the future, you need a whiteboard. Where am I putting it?
How can you say that like you were like expecting to say Zach in the future, please?
Zach in the future, send us a whiteboard. Bop. That'd be crazy. I don't know why I'm putting it on my list. It was good. I didn't like the ending. I think the beginning was way better.
Mm-hmm.
I think those first couple episodes were just like fantastic, and then after the break it was just like eh. But yeah, I don't know. I think I'll leave it at that because I don't have a proper ranking for it.
Let it
simmer. You know,
let him cook.
Let him marinate. Let it marinate.
I can't give him a rating because I haven't finished it.
Yeah. What about for the first 4 episodes? What would you say?
It was fun, but I would rate it like super high. Like it was like just a fun anime to watch because I don't know, there was some expected things. Like, I didn't really know what was going on most of the time, but, like, where they were going to take the story.
Yeah. But they do kind of just be wandering.
Yeah, but they give it points for, like, being creative in a zombie apocalypse, because there's a lot of different ways you can go with that. But yeah,
they're really just wandering around and surviving.
I'd give it, like, first 4 episodes, I'd give it, like, 6.5, 7 out of 10.
I know we talked about that in one of the other episodes, of just, like, the first couple episodes are, like, really good and, like, realistic and cool and blah, blah, blah.
Yeah,
I think it kind of just, I think it kind of just got worse and worse. You didn't see the German check yet, did you?
What? So, what?
I guess spoiler.
What the? No, never mind. She was in the intro. But no, I haven't seen
it. Yeah. She showed up eventually. Mm-hmm. Which I remember listening to it in Japanese, and I was like, okay, yeah, cool. Like, she's German, but she didn't have, like, she has such a heavy German accent in English.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like proper German accent.
Oh, really?
In Japanese, she didn't have that accent.
Mm-hmm. They were just just like, oh, you sound like this, but you're German.
Yeah. But like, yeah, in English, it's definitely like, that's just a German person. which makes sense.
Like, they casted an actual German.
Yeah, it's not that they just cast the German person to speak English. That's supposed to probably be speaking Japanese. But no, it was interesting. She's cool, though. Yeah, are you going to finish it?
Someone 100?
Yeah.
Yes, but almost like you just rewatch it from the beginning.
Yeah.
I've kind of been stuck recently trying to figure out what to watch. Like, aside from the weekly Shangri-La Frontier and Solo Leveling, I've kind of just been like, oh, should I rewatch One Piece? Should I do this? Should I do that? At one point, I started rewatching Naruto. And then I was just like, man, turn this off!
I feel like if I'm going to watch Naruto, I'm just going to watch like specific, like,
arcs. Like, yeah. That's the thing, because I'm like, do I want to actually like fully like sit down and rewatch all of the series, or do I want to like go on YouTube, look at like summaries, or just like watch like fights?
Yeah, I'd probably just go for just like the fights. Like, I think
nah, I'm committing again. I want to fully.
You're gonna do it?
I might actually like fully commit to watching Naruto and One Piece all over again.
That's crazy.
Yeah, not right now though, but like eventually. When I have like free time.
Because what, you don't have enough free time now?
No. I don't have enough free time sitting in front of a camera talking about fictional characters.
You said One Piece.
One Piece.
And I've been watching One Piece as last episode when I did the whole reveal thing. And
yeah, when you stripped.
Stripped for the audience.
You should do that more.
Yeah, it wouldn't be the first time. And my old YouTube was crazy though. but I've been watching One Piece.
How do you like it so far?
It's slow, I'll give it that. It's definitely not hooking me in or nothing.
What episode are you on?
24.
Okay.
But it's definitely, I can't say I'm like hooked.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm gonna get through it. But I think we went to the birthday party.
I'm gonna get through it. 1,075 episodes remaining. Continue.
That birthday party we went to, there's that guy, if you remember.
Yes.
He was just like, he didn't want to start watching One Piece.
Wait
until the end, because he's just like, hey, the ending sucks, I'm not going to bother watching it. I was like, honestly, it's kind of fair. But it's just like waiting more time.
Yeah, you're just putting it off, bro.
It's like, because I feel like the ending is not going to be bad.
It can't be bad.
I feel like it won't be bad, but I see what he's getting at. Like, if it's not like good,
it's not what he wants.
Like, I'm sure a lot of people, like for Game of Thrones reasons, I think people are like the end of Game of Thrones just because it was like really bad.
Well, I mean, according to what I've heard, like One Piece is actually like picking up right now in the manga. apparently, I don't know if this is like factual, but like after a certain point. That the anime I think is reaching right now, like Oda, the author, was like, okay, like we're actually like writing the story of One Piece. like the 1,000 episodes so far has just been like, you know, not filler, but like, you know, just it's all rolling. Yeah, the setup.
That sounds like something you would do. I don't even know the guy. It sounds like
something. But no, the most recent episode of One Piece that came out, I haven't seen it, but I saw like a clip. That popped up on my YouTube recommended, and I was like itching to watch the episode, like because it's actually like good now. Like, there's so much happening in the manga.
Okay.
Yeah, and that's not even what's happening in the manga. Like, the manga is like
way farther.
Yeah,
or a bit farther anyway.
A bit farther.
No, it's cool. It's cool.
Did you see the live action, or you just?
No, I'm gonna have a plan.
Ooh, let him cook. Let him cook.
Here's the plan. Yes. That's that Red Dead Redemption meme right there, because it's Red Dead 2.
Never played.
No, there's this one character, his name's Dutch, and he's just like the leader of the posse or whatever. In the
world.
And that was like his thing, is just like, I got a plan, guys.
Oh, no.
And it's just like, we're going to rob a bank. And then everyone's like, what? That's it? And he's just like,
trust in the plan.
And that's like all of his characters said. But anyway, and every time he like go against his plan, he's like, are you a traitor? And it's just like, no, we just want to know more about your plan, man.
Let him cook, man.
But so here's my plan. I'm going to watch One Piece, the anime, up until the live action show ends.
Okay.
Which I believe is episode 50 or something like that. I think I googled that at one point.
No idea.
Yeah, I think I have to get through the anime episode 50.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is roughly when the live action ends. So I'm going to go back and watch the live action one.
To compare.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm kind of curious on the
how well it did.
Because like, there's a lot that went on in this 24 episodes. I'm just like, how much are they skipping? You know? Like, they must be skipping a whole lot. I don't know. So, I mean, I feel like, yeah, because I don't know. Because like, there's eight episodes, there are 8 hours.
Mm-hmm.
I think I've just barely watched 8 hours worth of One Piece as it is.
24 episodes, 20 minutes each.
Yeah. So I feel like I'm not even at 8 hours, actually.
No.
I guess they could get away with it, which I guess makes sense. So that's the plan. And I'm going to go all the way through, finish on with the show until I'll probably do the same thing when the live action comes back, and I'll go back and watch the live action. And
yeah,
it'd be a cool
thing. It's a good plan.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Mm-hmm.
Bang.
I might just actually like rewatch and catch up.
Yeah.
Might as well just like stay up to date. It'd be like the thing of the podcast.
Yeah.
Like you're seeing it for the first time, but I'm also seeing it again to like
for a while. Yeah. Episode 20. I'm sure you'll catch up to
Alright. And let the race begin.
Yeah. Episode 20.
I'm gonna go home tonight and be like, yeah, tomorrow, yeah. I'm already caught up. So
we're playing Apex tonight.
No. Screw Apex Legends. Just kidding, we want the respawn.
Yeah.
Sponsors.
Want a respawn?
No, we want the respawn sponsor.
Oh, I got you.
What are you doing? Gamers don't die.
They
respawn.
But the diamonds respawn. But yeah, no, I'll take an Apex sponsor. That's kind of sick. They like anime. They did that anime crossover.
Oh, yeah, they did.
Yeah, all I see is Octane's running around as Luffy.
Oh, my God.
I'm just like, oh, someone likes anime.
Yeah, that's
true. But yeah, that's the plan with One Piece. But yeah, I like it. What am I at right now? They're at the diner, the fancy restaurant ship with
Varati.
Yeah. And it's cool. I do like it. I like. It's just I feel like it's just not moving very much.
Yeah. If I'm gonna tell you anything right now about One Piece, appreciate the time where it's not like.
I guess.
Like,
yeah. It is pretty straightforward. It's just Luffy broke a hole in the ship, and now he has to work to pay it off. Literally, what is it? The other guys, Usopp, Nami, and
Zoro.
Yeah, I don't know why we're blanking on him. I was trying to name him first, but I cannot remember his name. I literally just chill on the boat while these guys have been working for a couple of days. They're just sitting there, just like, is he done yet? But no, he's there for a year. We've been ready to sit there for a whole year.
Do you have a favorite Straw Hat so far?
As basic as it is, Luffy. Luffy's cool.
Yeah.
He's just that guy. Literally can't do anything else but pirate. So it's just
he's useless in every other aspect except being a pirate.
Except pirate, and then he's just stretchy if he needs to be.
Mm-hmm.
He was working as a chore boy or something. Mm-hmm. Here there, and then he's just sitting there. Everyone's like cooking, and he's just like sitting, just like. No, guys, I think it's like breaking dishes. That was really funny. He's just chucking them in the sink and breaking. That was really funny.
He's a special guy.
Like, you can't do anything except for be a pirate. But no, it's cool though. I'm going to keep watching, of course.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's kind of the same thing with Naruto. I knew that it's going to pick up. So
eventually, so he's hang on.
Yeah, so same thing with Naruto. And this is also like the art style too, which is also kind of nice. Because the
vintage?
The vintage look was just like, they didn't even do the backgrounds most of the time. It's not even backgrounds.
It's just scribble.
Yeah, they just have like this blot of picture on the screen. And like the borders are just white. I was just like, why can't you just crop it in?
No. They didn't have the technology.
No, that was, yeah, I kept laughing at that. I was just like, there is no back. It's just white screen.
Mm-hmm.
What else? I should have made notes about this too. There was that one when they were fighting the clown, Buggy.
Buggy.
Yeah, they're fighting the clown at that village, and then there's that dog that was guarding the pet shop or something.
Mm-hmm.
It was like this random like subplot of the show, but it was like really sad. The dude's just waiting for his owner to come back. Mm-hmm. It's just no one's telling this guy he died like a year ago. He's just sitting there.
Oh no, just don't worry, there's more of that.
Yeah. And I was just like, what a random subplot that I feel forced to care about, but I actually do care about.
Yeah.
Because I was like, yeah, it's kind of sad. It was very
random. One piece is the anime that'll make you cry about like the most mundane things ever.
It almost got me. It literally almost got me.
Oh, there'll be more. Don't worry.
Like, this is sad. Like, this is sad. How dare they do this? Let's go back to fighting Chopper. You know, really. it was cool for like just a little world building. Because then, of course, the dog comes back and gets beat up because they blew up the pet shop and he's like, little mini dog is like, no, you're not going to do me. And then they just do. Because of course. I thought that was cool. It's like, a sad spot.
It's cool that you're paying attention to like all the little things.
I'm still watching. It's just, it's not hooking me in, but I'm just going to fight through it because I have a plan.
I would say it picks up like fairly soon after where you're at.
Right now. They're just convincing Sanji to hop on the boat. He's like, no, I'm a cook. It's just like, well, no one likes you.
no one on the boat likes you, actually. So
we're like, on the boat. Hop on our boat and cook for us, which I feel like that's how it's going to go.
Have you seen Sanji's background?
No.
Oh.
No.
Oh.
Every One Piece fan.
I hope you will
it. Because it might hurt. Zoro's was pretty deep, too, with the... His little girlfriend died.
How she died.
Yeah. She fell. Don't walk with your sword on the sheath or something.
Oh, my God.
Like, talk to Amazon. Can't even walk with your sword.
Gets clapped by a bunch of stairs.
It's gets clapped by gravity and stairs on a combo move, wombo combo style.
Like, unfortunate.
That was cool. I like that, because that was a whole, like... Women equality. She's the best, but she won't be the best. That's kind of sick. I like that part too. That was.
It's pretty.
I like the little sprinkles of. So far, like,
what can I say, man? If anyone is a good writer, it's Oda. Man. Yeah. He's like that Gunna meme with like.
This is the fire.
Yeah. No, I think literally. I like those little sprinkles of backstory that are like better than the overall. Just, we gotta go get over to the Grand Line.
Yeah.
So far, like, that's
better. It's like there's an actual world and there's stuff that happens aside from like the main cast being.
Oh, let's go here.
Yeah. I do like the whole, like, get the Avengers assembled. Just kind of getting people. Let's get this guy because he seems like he has a cool backstory. Put him in the boat.
You're gonna get tired of that eventually.
Yeah.
There's a running joke, and I don't like spoil anything for you, but there's a running joke of Luffy just being like, he'll see like any random stranger and be like, you.
I mean, that's just Luffy though too. That's totally just like he needs a crew. He's like, he's trying to be the pirate,
bro.
He's trying to be a pirate.
You don't even know. You don't even know. Wait until you're like at episode like 700, bro. There's some funny shit that just he just looks at people and he's like.
Get the boat.
You don't know him.
At least he's nice about it.
He is really nice about it.
Like, I mean, I feel like, if it was Luffy in like a different world, he would have just like wrapped him up and chucked him in the boat. It was like gum like or grapple, and then just wraps him up like Mr. Fantastic and chuck him.
Gum grapple.
Yeah, is that a thing?
Gum grapple.
Yeah,
sure.
Is that? I know he has like gum names for all of his attacks, so I don't feel like gum grapple would be.
Oh, you're familiar with Luffy's moves? Name them all right now.
Gum pistol.
That's about it.
Gum kick.
Sure.
I'm watching on Netflix. But it's in the preview of Netflix. He was
gum kick.
What else? Gum Rocket, that's one.
You're better than I thought you would, to be honest. You took the dub at this point.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to remember. I know, because he just spams Rocket sometimes.
He does fucking spam Rocket. They broke, man.
Yeah, he spams Rocket a bunch. I know Pistol, because that's just iconic. I think that's all I can remember in like the first couple episodes.
And then 3 is pretty good.
He does one. I know he did like a swing one, like one time with his arm. It wasn't a pistol. It was like a swing or something. I just can't remember what it was. Gum Gum swing.
Sure. You're just making them up now.
Yeah. Gum Gum headbutt. No. There must be a Gum Gum headbutt. Sure.
No comment. No comment.
But no, it's cool. It's fun up there for me at the moment. The first couple episodes, because this is pretty much the same amount as Demon Slayer's had in the first season, I guess. It's pretty much like made it through the first season of a bunch of other animes having only 24
episodes. Yeah, but One Piece is different.
One Piece says that we don't care about all that.
Yeah, screw that!
I know they go probably about arcs, I'm assuming, too.
Yeah, they do.
So whoever says
seasons for One Piece, just disregard.
I know a lot of people who say seasons for anime.
Well, seasons for anime is like fine. Like,
it just happens.
Depending on the anime.
Yeah. Most of the animes, they just work out in the 24 episodes. Ish. 24
or 26. Some animes are a little confusing if you refer to it by season. Like, I know I'm always confused whenever someone's like, oh, like season 2 of Attack on Titan. I'm like, huh? What happened?
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah,
Attack on Titan messes me up if they say seasons.
Mm-hmm.
Except like if you say season 4. But then,
that one.
And I still go like, what, part 1, 2, 3, or 4?
Or 6, or 7, or 8.
Yeah, like I think your Demon Slayer always confuses me because I know Demon Slayer just by arcs especially. Like I know season 1 has like 4 different arcs. Probably 3.
Because
his training one, so Tanjiro's training is one.
His exam.
Yeah, the exam would be another one. Then the Spider Mountain one.
That was in season 1.
Yeah, this one.
Oh my god.
Well, actually, yeah, because so is when they meet Zenitsu. That's also.
And the Spider Man Force. Wait, so does that mean that Tanjiro fought that, lower moon, I guess, with the spider threads. Did he fight him in season 1?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Isn't that crazy? That's a lot. He did a lot in season
1. Oh my god.
Because then they also fought like the chick that throws the balls and stuff, like the arrow That was also season 1.
Oh my
god. That was only a couple episodes, so I feel like that's like kind of hard.
It's still a lot to jam back into season 1.
Yeah. And then it ends with him meeting the Hashiras.
That was in season 1?
Yeah.
I thought that was season 2.
No, he meets the Hashira.
Wait, is season 2 Entertainment District? Or...
Yeah.
Oh my god. Wait, no.
Yeah.
How many seasons of Demon Slayer are there? Three?
Three.
What's the third season about then?
The Swordsman.
Oh my god. Honestly, I think that was the weakest out of all three.
I think the internet agrees.
Yeah.
I think the internet agrees. I was watching... we still have a genre for this, but black guys commentating on anime.
The greatest genre known to the
internet. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, but it was like an 18-minute-long video of Ninja Trio, Miss Tasha. There's this beef in the bass guy. There's the whole, like, neck 20.
Top no jutsu.
Well, the opposite. He's just roasting him. Because it's just like everyone else is like, top no jutsu, and it's just like, doing like their monologues, and Miss Tasha's like, okay, dude.
You roasted him that much?
He roasted him, and he's just like, your bass is suck. And then that's the reason why the demon even lost in the first place.
He lost his temper.
My bases are ugly in the fish form.
Moral of the story, just verbally abuse your ops.
Sounds like it. Or just don't make bases.
So
you know the weak spot.
I guess.
If I see him make a base, I'm roasting him.
But
your bases are uneven. That's exactly what he said. how do we get on to Demon Slayer? That's crazy.
I don't know, but it's good anime.
It is good. Since Demon Slayer, we're on fire in these segues, man. So the Demon Slayer movie, air quotations.
Yes.
The Demon Slayer movie is coming.
Yeah, Hashira training arc, right? Beginning of it?
The Hashira training arc.
I've heard there's not much content to actually adapt to that, so it's...
Yeah, it seems like it might... Well, I think I heard... That it might just be the whole rest of Demon Slayer in one season.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that as well, yeah.
Because
the next season is going to be the end.
Yeah, so it's just going to do kind of like the train. And it's going to be like the train and the entertainment district.
Mm-hmm.
But possibly it's just going to be the movie. And then go right into the end of Demon Slayer. So we could be done Demon Slayer this year.
Is the next season confirmed to come out this year? I guess if the movie.
Yeah, it could be done this year by this time next year.
Depends on when it releases.
Which is kind of crazy to think about. But I'm excited for this movie. I skipped through a couple spoilers already.
Oh my god.
They tried to get me. They did try.
Oh
and the only thing I saw.
Not trying to use spoilers.
So Tanjiro. No, all I saw, it was literally just a quick 2 second thing because I skipped through it just because. Mm-hmm. All I saw was the wind washer and the snake washer jumping over something. That's all I saw.
Jumping over something.
They jumped over something going into battle, I presume.
They jumped over a dead body. Tanjiro was dead.
Yeah, Tanjiro and Nezuko's body split up everywhere.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's all I saw was the wind and snake Asher.
Do you have a favorite Asher?
Cast curse on them. Just kidding. Favorite Asher. I think that's Asher and Goku.
I said favorite Asher and not favorite donut.
Hey, good night. Well, thanks for joining us. This was the Tushy. But still wearing Goku, wherever he is. You can't see that, but Rengoku, I think. Even if he has such a short time.
He's actually
up there.
I think he's cool.
Do we know if he was like actually like the strongest Hashira? I don't think.
No, I think I've seen the power rankings.
You've seen the power rankings?
Yeah, I've seen the power rankings.
Where does he sit? He's not up there, not even top three.
Okay, he's up there.
Okay.
Exactly. I just know the Stone Hashira is like top.
Yeah, I've heard that as well. I've heard Tengen is like like low.
Uzuri,
yeah. He's not even.
He's the fastest.
Is he?
I heard he's the fastest.
Cool.
But not the strongest.
I will still never get over season 2. Season 2, I don't think he did.
That's another one. A little shout out to Bianca Amore, where I got the 2 Shades of Anime little poster from.
Sponsor us, what?
They had Tengen swords, but they only had one, so I was just like, well, I can't buy it. I don't know if the other one was like somewhere else, but I saw one and I was just like, oh, that's kind of cool. I bet you they're probably like $80. Like, it's not. They're probably.
Go back and get them.
I know, they're probably still sitting there, honestly. You can go. We'll do that. We'll go after that.
The next episode starts off with. So we got Tengen.
I heard Tengen's one of the fastest ones.
I believe it. When he was in season 2, when he started, what was he doing with like the musical notes?
He was just like turning his attacks into musical scores, so he can just parry.
Peak finish. This is literally cinema, bro. Don't understand. Oh, we're not looking.
Some people are like, anime is for kids.
Oh my god.
That would go right over some kids' heads. Putting music
it has to go, yeah.
For some of the people who are watching and who are like younger, it's going right over their heads. Mm-hmm. You just did what?
Peak cinemas. This is why you watch it at an older age and can actually understand it. Oh my god.
At least, like, go back and watch it. Like,
That's why I want to go back and actually watch Naruto. It's like when I watched Avatar during the pandemic, like the first lockdown in 2020. And when I watched it when I was a kid, I was like, oh, cool bending. And then I watched it in 2020 and I was like, the Fire Nation of the Nazis.
It's just that easy. The Fire Nation of the Nazis.
Yeah, because you get to like actually understand like the significance of every single thing in the story. Like, it's not just, ooh, cool bending.
It's not just pretty colors. Like when they actually chat about stuff. They actually like chat about stuff.
Yeah, there's actual world building. And you know, there's like character reflection and character growth.
Yeah. I heard they're messing up the Netflix Avatar one.
Yeah. I heard that as well.
Getting rid of a bunch of stuff. It's just like, that's what we need to have.
I'm pretty sure the original like writers left already.
That's probably why I think now. I guess we didn't know exactly why. The most recent thing I heard
was they're changing what is his name? Sokka's character in the beginning. Yeah. He's not misogynistic anymore.
Yeah, that was his whole thing. He's supposed to be misogynistic. Suki is supposed to teach
him that we're making fucking kick ass better than he can.
Yeah, because she definitely beats him up multiple times. Constantly. Suki's dope. I think I just watched. I watched a video on that episode of when they were in the Fire Nation. Watching the play. It was like a big recap.
Yeah. I love that episode.
The Ember Island Players.
Oh, was great episode.
So funny. Yeah. Suki was there. It was just like, that sucks. The whole time. Sokka does kind of suck. Mm-hmm. He's terrible.
I love that episode, not only because it's like just like a recap, but also because you get to bounce between like Team Avatar and like Zuko's whole like thing going on. Yeah.
They really had no idea what was going on.
Yeah.
I had an idea, but they didn't have an idea.
So many lovable characters in that show. Like Azula, oh my gosh. We hate her, but we love her. Just like the finesse that she always has with her bending.
And she always kind of like pulled out some like better moves.
Every, like no matter what, like she was just on top. Like, crazy.
She was what?
Hey, yo.
Azula was on top.
Don't worry about it.
I mean, actually, we don't know how old they are in the show.
Azula is probably like pretty young.
Yeah, I feel like they're all pretty young. And he's 12, I know that.
Well, after the time.
He's 112.
112.
Yeah, Aang's 112. I think they're all pretty young. Mm-hmm. So, but yeah, it's not looking too good for the Avatar
live action.
It's not looking too good.
Well, it looks good. Watch it.
I don't know, did you see the trailer for it?
No, I've not seen the trailer for it. Did they call him Aang in the trailer?
No, they fixed that part.
Ooh, it's already better.
It's better, but it just sounds like they're going to make it worse.
Okay, so my criteria for this Avatar movie being better than the last one is, first of all, don't call him Aang. Second of all, don't make it so that, like, 15 people need to do some choreographed dance to lift one boulder.
One little boulder. Not just the boulder. It wasn't even a boulder. It was a rock.
Oh my god.
That was like a decent sized rock.
Yeah. What are the gripes do I even have with the first movie?
Don't make the firebenders have to have fire.
Yes. Oh my gosh. Like if you're just in a field, you're just screwed as a firebender.
If you
like,
don't have a flame on you, you're screwed.
Yeah. Just light a match. Let me pull out my Zippo lighter.
That'd be like almost cool if they just had like a candle like on like, their helmet or something.
Well, you know what I think would be cool? If they could like start fires with like their gear or something. Like if they could like make like a spark or something.
Yeah, like if they just had like
a way to start fire.
A little lighter, but like always on. So they kind of like Katara does that with her water. Katara does that with her water. She has like a little pouch of water. She goes, like they could just have
that would have been cool. But I mean, in the show they didn't have that, so.
No,
yeah. Just make them spawn fires. That's the whole point.
Like, yeah, because then they lost their minds when Iroh did it. And in the movie when I just made fire, like, how did you do that? This is literally basic.
Step one of being a firebender.
But it looks cool. I saw the trailer and it looks like the bending's gonna be a lot better. Because even like the short scene, they're gonna show the genocide of the airbenders.
Oh no.
Yeah, they're gonna show it. For
Fire Nation of the.
Yeah, because like, you can see them like. It looked like I watched some video of like this guy breaking it down. Mm-hmm. I can't even plug him in because I don't know who it was.
Shout out guy.
Shout out that guy, the Avatar breakdown. But it looked like there's like the Avatar and like the Air Temple. Mm-hmm. And it looks like there's like cannonballs flying at it, right? It looks like they're shooting like fireballs at him, but then like, he looked at it closer. There's just people who are using like the jet thing to fly over. Like they use like their fire, you know, firebenders, they can fly.
Yeah.
Like only some of them can do that. Mm-hmm. But in this one, all of them can do that.
Oh no.
That looks like a lot.
That's pretty high. Bet.
Yeah, but at the same time, that whole genocide thing was going down during the Sozin's Comet, so I guess.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, they were both anyway, that. Yeah.
But yeah, it's just like we never got to see that in the show. Very rarely we saw people actually fly, but it looks like everyone's doing it now. Mm. So that's because he's sick.
Yeah. I watched a video on Avatar as well. I forget. It was just talking about like how lethal Aang's bending is because like nobody sees the airbender. Well, no, they can't see the air, and nobody's fought an airbender in the last like 100 years. So like no matter what Aang pulls out, they're just like, ooh. And it's really cool as well because you get to see like different characters adapt to it, like Zuko and Azula adapt to Aang's fighting style like over the course of the show. Yeah.
Interesting. I don't think I even noticed that.
Yeah, I think it's like to the point where like Zuko, like when he actually joins Team Avatar, he's like he can like kick Aang's ass if he like wanted. Obviously, Aang would still win, but like
Aang's just built different because he's just going to the Avatar state if he feels like it. If he needs to, he'll just
exactly.
That's right. I think it's another thing they're changing too.
The Avatar state.
Yeah, they're making Aang go less into the Avatar state. They're making it like less of like a when all else fails kind of thing. Like it's like. But they're making it more like, I can't remember what the video was exactly. I just heard he's going to use it less.
I mean, it depends on how it's written.
Yeah.
It could work.
Because he didn't really use a lot. I don't know how far they're going to get to, but like, he didn't really use a lot, even in like the movie, right? Like, he used it when he got all mad because he saw the buddy guy die. And he used it a bit.
Like Gyatso.
And then I think there would have just been a part in the Earth Kingdom when that guy just killed Katara.
Mm-hmm.
And he just lost it.
Loses his mind.
And then it was the big one was when he was in the Northern Water Tribe. He just went all fish mode.
But I mean, that's not even that many times. Like,
no,
but they're all like relevant to this story.
That's what I mean. So I don't know what their plan is, but that's what I heard. I heard them use it less. I'm just like, less than 3 times. Like,
we actually don't have the budget for all that, so we're going to cut it down.
He's going to see Katara die and just be like, no,
no. Sokka's going to throw a boomerang in the fight.
Oh my gosh. I hope we get to see Toph at the end. I like Toph.
Yeah.
Toph is sick. I hope we get to see her like at the end of the show.
Mm-hmm.
They're gonna be like, oh, he's the earthbending teacher. They're gonna like walk over to like that stupid WWE little earthbending thing.
And she's gonna be there.
Yeah, then that's it. Then just cut it. Yeah. Like, the blind bandit. Then just cut it. That'd be sick.
The blind
that guy. I forgot about that guy. The boulder.
The boulder.
Yeah, that'd be sick. I hope they do that. I'm excited. I think that's gonna be out probably by the next episode. I'm sure we can talk about that.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows when this episode is going to come out and when we record the next one. But
is it going to be a movie or is it going to be like
a TV show? Yeah. It's even better. I think they just saw how well One Piece live action did and they're just like, make Avatar.
Yeah, we're going to do the same thing except we're not going to do it right.
I feel like, obviously they already had plans of doing the Avatar one a while ago, but I feel like after the success of the One Piece, Netflix, they just like, get that Avatar thing out now.
Yeah.
But I feel like I didn't really hear a lot about the One Piece ones until like a couple months before I came.
Oh, back. I was hearing all about it.
Yeah, I feel like I heard about it like a decent amount of time before, but like the Avatar thing, I feel like I heard about that like years ago.
Yeah.
And then like One Piece, I feel like it was just like, oh, One Piece coming out a couple months later. One Piece, I was like, oh, okay, sick.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This, yeah, the Avatar ones, it seems like they've been cooking this one up for ages.
I love living in the time and age where like we just remake stuff.
Yeah. Or just like when you see the behind the set, behind the scenes stuff, it's just like I mean, obviously they filmed Avatar somewhere and then they go to Avatar World to film it. So I'm sure I saw.
I know.
They didn't actually get real benders. It's just CGI.
What? So you told me bending isn't real?
No, sadly not.
Earthbend.
No, what else was it? What else are you watching? You're saying that's coming out. Wait, Avatar comes out the 22nd
of this month.
Yeah,
no way.
Which is right.
I thought it was like next year or something.
No, this comes out like this month, and then we're gonna watch Demon Slayer right after.
That's so cool.
Demon Slayer is right after. So yeah, we can have a crazy like.
Next episode will be beefy.
Next episode is gonna be. Chonky.
Yeah.
It's gonna be ginormous swords. You ever seen that?
Ginormous swords.
You ever seen that video?
I have not.
It's like this black guy, and he's like talking about this orange, and he's just like he's trying to say this orange is like gigantic, but it's like he's like this orange. It's ginormous. It's ginormous. But
I just can't find the right eye.
It was really funny. He was like dead serious trying to say gigantic. He's like, it's Gineminosaurus. Gineminosaurus. The next episode is going to be Gineminosaurus.
Be prepared.
I guess
that's going to be the title too. Gineminosaurus first.
I'm going to find it too. I'm going to do this orange. This episode is ginormous.
Yeah. We'll fuck the editing, don't worry.
Yeah. What else should we watch it?
Solo Level Up.
Oh, yes. Another one. As if we just went like back to back of watching animes that we both haven't seen together.
Me when I'm going band for band an anime that my brother hasn't seen.
tell me about Solo Leveling, because that is one thing I did want to start as well.
So it's when you level up and you're by yourself.
Yeah, that makes sense. All right, well, this has been the
TV. See ya! You have a nice outro.
I was
Solo Leveling.
I love that clip.
It's just pure hype. I don't know.
It's pure hype.
Have you seen any of it?
I haven't seen any of it.
Didn't see any of it. I don't want to spoil it.
Okay.
That's good. Highly rated. The most recent episode came out. I think it's episode 5.
Okay.
Maybe.
Okay. I know it's like the only big anime that's coming out now.
Yeah. It doesn't have as much hype as I thought it would. Like, it does, obviously, because it's so lovely. But, like, it doesn't have as much hype. Like, I'm not really seeing too many posts about it. Maybe it's just my feed.
Yeah.
Definitely, it's just my feed. But, like,
yeah, no.
Definitely.
Because I've heard it's good. Once again, I get all my news from the other podcast I listen to. but even they're barely touching on it as well.
Mm-hmm. I don't know what's flying under the radar.
Yeah, I don't know.
Is there anything else like really big that's out right now?
No, that's the thing. There's nothing else. That's
out. Just the season, I guess.
It's just like for movies, this January is a terrible time for movies. Maybe it's just as well for anime as well, but. But there's really not a whole lot coming out. But Solo Leveling's good. You would recommend?
Highly recommend. I'd give it like a solid, like right now with what's out, give it like a solid like 8.5.
I always ask, like, would you recommend? Because I'm always like talking to non-anime people about anime. And I'm like trying to like describe certain animes. And it's just like, I can't describe Under the Left to people. I just can't. I don't know what's going on. There's a whole lot of stuff, so you have to watch it. But
see, that's the thing though. Whenever I don't talk to people about anime often. And when I do, they've already seen stuff and they know what's good. So like if I was talking to someone who hasn't seen anime before, I'd probably just ask them like, oh, like, what do you like watching, like TV show wise? And then you tailor it accordingly. Like, I'm not going to explain the plot of Attack on Titan, Bleach, or One Piece to you as a non-anime. Like, that's just ridiculous. Like, sorry, bro.
It's too much to explain. Yeah. Especially having it like be done as well. Multiple seasons, like, you just can't. Like, Attack on Titan is a totally different show.
Yeah.
From season one to season four, it's very different.
And I still remember season four when it started, like, the part one, season four. And people were like, is this even the same show?
I said the same thing. We'll save that for when we have. I want to get Calvin eventually as an anime watcher and be like, tell us about this anime, or tell us all that stuff. So like, we'll get there eventually. But back to Solo Leveling. Yes. What are we saying about Solo Leveling?
It's really good. It's hype. The story is just starting to really kick off.
I saw you did the eye thing.
The story is just starting to kick off on episode 5 or 6, I forget. But, it's just like the. I would summarize the story as like. This guy is just him. Like, he wasn't when the story started, obviously. But he grows over time and he's really just that guy.
Interesting.
Like, he's just that guy. But it's also really satisfying because, like, you really do get to see how, like, his like mindset is shaped. Like for example, like you haven't seen any of it, but like so there's a scene where he's essentially like upgrading his stats, but then you see like he has like different options. Like in a video game, like you can put your stats into strength, agility, intelligence, vitality, all that. What I found like really interesting, because I've read the manga or whatever, but where he like allocates his like stat points is like reflected on his character himself.
That's how it goes usually.
Yeah, it's how it goes, but like it's really interesting that he would put so much into like one aspect over another. Like, I'm not gonna say which one it was, but you know,
that's interesting. That just sends you right back to Skyrim.
Mm-hmm. It's essentially that.
Yeah, when you're doing different Skyrim builds, it's like you're playing a wizard, you don't need strength. Mm-hmm. Just boost up your magic.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
He had a little bit of like dialogue about that too. Like I think in the most recent episode, he was like. Like strength is important, but what does strength matter if you can't hit the enemy? Like
that's true. You know? That's a good point. Interesting. I do want to say, I think if out of everything we've said so far, out of the two that you've watched, that I haven't watched, I'll probably watch Solo Leveling over Shangri-La.
Mm-hmm. I would highly recommend Shangri-La. They're both really good.
I think I'm going to watch Solo first, just because.
It's less episodes.
Yeah. I could probably crush through it pretty quickly anyway.
Yeah.
If I can binge it too, even better.
the binge is like undefeated. Like, I don't know. Watching week to week, not the same as the binge.
I think we've definitely said that a bunch of times.
Yeah, and I stand by it.
I stand on business.
That's what's so good about One Piece. You just binge it, bro.
That is true. I think I'd probably murder somebody if I had to watch One Piece week to week.
Oh my. That's why I stopped watching it recently because it's like, I don't want to, like, watch this week's episode, be like, oh, I'm so hyped, let me play another one. Oh, it's not there, yeah.
That kind of has me with Undead Unlock. It's only with Undead Unlock, mainly the last episode, because like, some stuff happened.
Cliffhanger?
And it was just a big cliffhanger. I was just like, just put it in one episode. Yeah. There's no need.
You'll get that feeling with Solo Leveling. Don't worry, bro.
I don't even get that with a lot of shows. It was just mainly the most recent was Undead Unlock. It's just a big cliffhanger, but I was able to watch. What was the last thing I had to watch episodically? I guess was
JJK.
JJK, yeah, but that's smart with JJK.
Yeah, JJK's fine because you probably saw all about it, like, online. Like, it didn't really leave you.
Not really, no.
No?
Exactly. I mean, I feel like it kind of detailed. I wasn't, like, dying for the next episode of JJK. I was like, hey, maybe I hear what it gets
here. Yeah, because it's just that good. You don't mind waiting.
I was like, I don't mind waiting. Just because I don't want to let this one slip away. Because it said JJK. Mm-hmm. JJK video again.
Oh my god.
Just as the last thing, because it's been a minute. The JJK fighting game came out, and to nobody's surprise, it's not good.
I was kind of surprised that it wasn't good. I mean, I didn't see too much gameplay before it dropped, but I was like hyped when I heard the JJK game.
Yeah, I was also excited, but I think the first thing I saw was just like everyone was like hating on Yuji's ultimate because it was really punching a guy harder. It was like this huge thing and just powers up and he goes.
Yeah.
And there was like no weight behind the game.
Yeah, there's no weight.
And then I definitely did say, I think you asked before if there's any news before we started recording, if there's any news. The only news I saw about that game was that it has the most refunds within a certain amount of time for any game in a long time.
It was that bad.
Yeah, it's had a lot of refunds. Like to a point where it was newsworthy that it has a whole lot of refunds since the game has released. And I watched gameplay. Because, of course, my boy Yuta's in there. So I had to go check out some Yuta games.
I was tempted to buy the game just because it's JJK. Like, even if it was bad, I was just going to be like, I don't care.
I have a gift card on Xbox, and I was like... But
I mean, if it goes on sale, like, I'm...
If it goes on sale, then yeah. But it's not doing good. I watched gameplay. I'm just missing the
game. I saw, bro. I was watching people play it early.
Yeah.
Before it actually fully dropped.
It just looks clunky.
It looks clunky, and it looks like one of those games where, like, if I picked it up and, like, played online, like, I would just get my ass beat because people are just, like...
You just pick Yuta.
Yeah. I don't know, man. Like, I would still play it for fun, though, I think.
Yeah. If you want to split it, we can play it.
Honestly. I'd rather play, like, online, though. Like, if you're playing online, just, like, 2v2.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. I think I'd do it, honestly, just for the fun of it. But
not expecting like a good experience.
No.
Yeah, but that's the thing though, like that's not really a good like unit of measurement. Like just being like, oh, like the game is fun if I play with a friend, but like
that's not fun though.
Yeah, it's not really that fun. You're just playing it for the JJ. Like if it was any other game, you would not buy it.
Like if it's any other character besides like literally like I saw Gojo looks cool.
It looks alright.
Yuta looks cool and Jogo looks cool.
Oh, I forgot he was in the game.
I wouldn't play any other character except for those three.
I'll try out almost everyone else. Let's see what they're
doing. I watched a video on like each character kind of thing.
Yeah.
And it's just like I wouldn't want to play any other character.
I've heard Noboru's busted. She can activate her ultimate from like anything.
I guess, yeah. In a game like that when there's like very little range characters and Noboru's like the best range character.
Sugina's also busted.
Even Sugina, I was just like, hey, cool.
They didn't really do it.
But like, Yuta sucks until he gets Rika. And then it's just like, GG, it's just that's a wrap.
But it's like, that's how Yuta is, though. At least at the time that the game.
But he just looks so lame. He's this guy with sword. And then Rika pops up, and he's still guy with sword.
But he's better.
But Rika just hits as well.
That's it.
She hits hard, and I was just like... It just looks like there's no weight behind the game.
A lot of people were saying they should have made it like a 2D fighter instead. Kind of like a Tekken.
That'd be interesting. I think they could have done a lot of things. I feel like
they could have gotten away with making it a 2D fighter.
I'm no game designer.
I'm no game designer either, to preface.
But that's... It just doesn't look that good.
It's too much... Too clunky.
It just looks slow. Nothing hits when it hits. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of like...
But I mean, it's also hard to like make those games, you know?
Yeah.
Like I've seen it been done well with like the Dragon Ball Z games, but like even then, that's
where... I should have played those ones.
Yeah. Plus, the JJK, in all honesty, seems like a downgrade from like the typical like you know, the Ninja Storm games. And like how like Demon Slayer kind of had the same thing. Like Demon Slayer looked good when it had the kind of like... Naruto Shippuden.
Demon Slayer game is good.
Yeah, but it's just a remake of the Naruto games. Like, it's nothing crazy.
It's all made by the same company.
Yeah, so why did they do that? Like, Bandai Namco?
Well, even just with, like, the Demon Slayer ones, like, you can just get caught in these combos, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Which, like, Naruto doesn't have that, where you're, like, stuck in a combo.
No.
Like, Naruto is just spamming the special moves, so all you have to do is just, like...
Yeah, but I feel like the Naruto gameplay is, like, actually still pretty fun.
It is. No, I enjoyed it, because it's as long as you have, like, your chakra. If you don't have chakra, like, you can't do any cool special moves, so you have to go spam hit and stuff, and you have, like, your substitution wood, so you can get out of it. Then you return, you hit him, then at that point, you probably have your special at this point, so you get a little bit of space. Maybe you throw a shuriken or two, and you use your special, and it's sick.
It's like a gameplay loop, kind of.
Yeah. Like, Demon Slayer doesn't have that, because they don't have... They have breathing. But they just have, like, these stupid long combos that kind of ruin it. Because you're just spamming Hinokami Kagura.
Yeah, but I just love, like, the... I don't know, just the gameplay of it. Like, it just... Like, it looks fun. Like, if I see gameplay of, like, the Demon Slayer game or Naruto games, I'm like, I would play that.
Yeah.
Versus the JJK game, I'm like...
It's actually just a bunch of people just running around. Just going
honestly, half the time, like, the gameplay, I see, like, someone's just blocking, like, in front of a definite amount of time. And I'm like, okay, like, fight. Please.
Just make jump force. Just make it into jump force.
Yeah, but jump force had its own issues.
They fixed the hyper armor on jump force. Too many characters have too much hyper armor, so you're just smacking this guy. A lot of characters had too much.
Oh, yeah.
You should be able to interrupt their moves.
No.
But no. But they didn't have that. And then. Yeah, if you fix the hyper armor on Jump Force, it gets into a way better game because it moves good. They're like your little special moves are like super easy to do as well. Not super easy, but they're like easy to do and it's like cool. But also like some of them like they get you in close, some of them you need to be farther back or they space you out kind of thing. There's that My Hero game as well. It's a good battle.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah. Battle Royale?
Kind of. No, it's not a Battle Royale.
I know there is a game that's My Hero that's a Battle Royale. I'm pretty sure it's a Battle Royale. There's also like a fighter.
Yeah.
Like the Naruto games.
Yeah. I have that, and then I have this other one that's separate, which I installed it. I haven't played it.
Yeah. There's a reason for that.
I heard good things about it. I just every time I play, I'm like, I'm going to play some Apex. Or Power World, call that for the first 2 seconds.
Power World.
But too bad the JJK game is not looking too good. I feel like that Hunter game is not going to be much better.
Is it Hunter game?
Oh, you didn't hear about that one?
No.
No, yeah, there's a Hunter game coming out, too.
Since when?
Oh, I love it. It's 3v3.
Ooh, that could be good. Why isn't it 4v4?
I don't know why 3v3
is. Is there like a gameplay trailer or is
it's literally just like it's been a trailer of like a couple of the characters walking onto like the stage.
Okay.
And that was it.
Do you mean like 3v3 but single player? Or
I'm not sure.
In like actual 3v3?
I don't think they've even showed us all the gameplay yet.
Okay.
Yeah, because even like with Demon Slayer, it's essentially a 1v1 like your buddy.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
I wonder, because that's what Naruto does that as well. Naruto does
that your assist character.
Yeah, your assist. So I'm not sure. But then JJK, which I thought was going to be kind of like
1v1 is 2v2.
But it's proper, like it's 2v2, so you can have four people fighting each other, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, but it's chaotic.
It's chaotic. But yeah, so I'm not sure what they're going to do with.
Who knows, man.
But yeah, I hope it does better than JJK, because that could be... That has the potential to be crazy, because I saw Netero in the game. What are you going to do fighting Netero? Like, what? But he's going to be spamming his little demon thing.
That's what I'm
going to
do.
Yeah, like, that's going to be nuts. Like, I hope they do Killua properly in that game, too, because Killua should just be, like, S-rank. And, like, I feel like a bunch of characters are just S-rank. I don't know, like, just...
Yeah, I mean, they should all be, like, fairly strong, but not, like, busted.
Yeah, I can't remember who was in the gameplay. I know for sure, obviously, Hisoka. I saw Netero, I saw Gon, and I saw Killua. Those are the ones I can, in my head, see in the game. But yeah, I hope it's good. But yeah, I'm not doing that JJK game unless it goes on, like, 80%.
Yeah, I'm not either. And even then, I probably still won't play it.
No. But yeah.
But yeah,
I think that's all we have for today. I'm just glad we're back here. Thanks to AJ for posting all those fun clips.
Never give up!
If you... I mean, should we do a little intro? If you enjoyed...
Intro?
Outro? If you enjoyed those clips we've been posting, that you've probably seen on our Instagrams and... Instagrams. Oh, boy.
You want to run it back? If you want to do the stuff in the beginning?
Probably, yeah. So Power World's pretty close. From the very beginning. Hey, if you like our clips that you've been watching on Instagram or TikTok, have you been anywhere else? It's just those two.
Just those two.
Until we figure out what YouTube Shorts is.
That's not happening. Anyways.
Yeah, if you enjoy our clips, watch the full episode.
Spotify. The link will somewhere be on the screen.
Yeah, that too. I guess I made that joke earlier of like how many times AJ does his glasses up. But you can't see it if you're not watching on Spotify or YouTube. So you can't play. But what else do we have for our intro? Do a better outro, sorry.
Do a better outro.
Yeah, we can spice it together.
You can spice it together. Let me do this one take. Okay. Actually, I don't know what this is.
I was hoping you
were
just
going to
yell.
No. If you like anime, you should follow us. Like our clips. Subscribe to our YouTube full podcast on all streaming platforms. I believe.
The good ones.
Yeah, the good ones. But yeah, follow us. Subscribe. Listen to more. And yeah, we'll see you.
Yeah, and... Yeah, this episode, if you like the clips from this episode, then you really enjoyed some nice Power World content, some catch-ups on Shangri-La,
Frontier.
Yeah, Shangri-La Frontier, talked about a little bit of Zombie 100, we did a little bit of Avatar, a little bit of live-action stuff, so I mean, if you enjoy that kind of stuff, then you're going to enjoy this episode. I won't do the This Was Zach, but that's all we have for today.
Yeah.
We didn't introduce ourselves, but
they know us.
They know us by now.
They should.
I'm Zach, and
I'm AJ.
And yeah, thanks for watching. We'll be back.
When we're back. It's definitely live
stream. I feel like live. Like, that's what like my dad actually said that we should use that TV as a live streaming thing. Like have the chat on the TV. He came up with that. I was just like, how do you know that?
Your dad's like, hey, yo, chat.
This is the same guy who calls it Naruto. He said, you're watching Naruto?
Okay.
I think that's what he said. I wrote it down because it's really funny. This is the, it's like the post-credit scene of like any Marvel movie. We're just chatting about some other stuff back here.
Speaking of Marvel movies,
No, we don't have time for this.
Great movie. Guys, watch the Marvels. It's a good movie. It's a good movie. Is this like part like this is really is like?
Oh, sorry. He's not called Naruto at all. He called it Ninjaro.
Ninjaro
is what my dad called it.
Ninjaro.
And then he, after that, he said you should use this TV that you can't see as a live streaming chat.
I don't know what kind of setup we need for.
It sounds like more cords that my laptop will not be able to. I think these ports are full.
Probably not on your laptop.
No, we probably have to have a separate.
We would have.
Yeah, a separate laptop. But anyway, we got time. We're not going nowhere. Well, I mean, I'm going to play Apex after. But we got more episodes coming out. Thanks for watching.
Stay tuned for more clips.
Yeah.
On our social media.
We out of here.
Peace.